two, one, let the dumb fuckery commence.
Yes! Dun, dun, dun!
Oh, I spit everywhere. Ew!
Andrew! God. Perfect! That's the excitement we need.
I drew it everywhere.
Fucking dumbass.
Take your stupid fucking hat off.
Oh my god. Oh boy.
This is why recordings take us forever, because I'm ridiculous.
I make up for it on Scoops and Lore.
Absolutely, so. Dude. She'll get us on like a 10-minute laughing spree on Scoops and Lore. It's great.
Great.
Let's prove it.
Hey, little creeps and freaks.
What you doing?
Making some dumb fuckery.
Yeah! Motherfucker!
Before
I can
be like, what the fuck is wrong with these
bitches? Because I can't see, my eyes are watering.
I don't drool on yourself
chaos.
Again. My stomach already hurts.
If I had an Apple Watch on right now, it'd be telling me my heart rate.
What does yours say?
Oh, God.
It says, all right, friends.
The fuck do we normally say?
Just say, I'm Paige. I'm Sam.
Why are we that well? Throwing an accent in there?
I love it.
That is inaccurate.
I just felt you laugh so
hard. Oh my god.
Why are you doing this?
Because they're from Tennessee.
Mean, that was actually pretty good. Yeah, but Tennessee, you think that was perfect. Yeah, good job. You. I'm so fucking proud.
Good, right in. Right in, baby doll.
That was a bit much.
I want a cool accent.
We've got Michelle. We've got Courtney. We've got Sam. And then this bitch over here.
And this dumb bitch Paige.
Paige does everyone. Like, you are everyone. Yes. You throw your voice.
Do it.
We are legion.
We are one.
Hey, guys. What's up, motherfucker?
Yes!
We got Sam. I'm Paige. This is Sam. And you're listening to N-Cubed. We have awesome guests on.
That sounds so fucking cheesy.
That is like...
That's awful.
Radio DJ.
Yeah, that was fucking awful.
And tonight...
On tonight's episode,
y'all presenting
Unsolved Mysteries.
Just keep going.
Disappearing of M Cubed and In Nick of Crime.
In Nick of Crime? That's mm-hmm. our name?
Yep. I'm gonna have to tell you guys, the reason why Courtney never intros the name of our podcast is because I named it. I gave us this name. However, I for the fucking life of me can never say it right. Ever. Not once have I ever said our name right. And we've been doing this since what, May?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
My name is
DJ
Courtney.
MC.
And I'm DJ MC. Up in this bitch. Of an awesome crossover.
Of In Nick of Crime.
And M Cubed.
That's not our name.
No, I said and.
You said it.
Close enough.
I thought I was doing so good, and you made fun of me.
I'm myself.
And we're an epic fucking failure. It's
yeah.
great.
This is a disaster. Mm.
Christmas chaos.
Christmas yes. chaos.
Yes.
I'm here for it.
I smell success.
Yes, absolutely.
It's not Winston. It's
my children.
I love it.
So,
what you doing?
Yeah, what you doing? We're gonna have like three different intros. It's fine.
We are. We're looking at some crazy ass fucking Christmas lore, of course.
Yeah.
Because why the fuck not?
Exactly.
You guys are definitely hopping into our realm now for a little
bit. Yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
I had fun with this. I'm not gonna lie. Not gonna lie at all. I was laughing so hard last night, my husband just looked at me like, what the hell is wrong with you?
With your lore?
Yes.
I'm really excited for it.
I have a part in my lore that I have a feeling you guys are going to take and run with, because it's kind of funny.
Oh, love it.
That's fantastic. Yeah, see, I went with, like, ridiculous shit.
But that's literally what we are here for. Shit. We like the ridiculous shit.
Yep. Exactly. I'm totally here for it.
It gets the people going.
I thought you said it dicks the people going.
Whatever works.
I mean, we can't have a conversation without dicks.
It dicks the people.
They do keep popping up.
They really do. I mean, they've popped up since the start of this conversation.
They really do.
Only three lines, unfortunately.
Anyway, who wants to go first?
Not I.
So I was explaining what I brought to the chair. Table here. It's me now.
Old creaker. I think Sam asked her because she didn't know nice. Ghosts. You didn't do it.
I'm so sad. No, okay, so I'll give you guys the choice between, I found two. Okay. And you can
do both.
They're gonna choose the first one.
Yeah, okay. The first
one.
Okay. One of them's a twofer, and okay, fine, fuck it. I'll go with it. So, there are, in Spain, there are some Christmas lore that involve poop. Did you know this?
I did not.
Because no. I did not.
This is the best.
There's not one, but two.
What?
And I have both of them for you.
No pun intended.
And then, as I talk about it, I may just tell you to Google it because it's
oh god,
handy dandy.
It's funny.
Song.
It's fucking
I'm ready.
Yep, I'm ready.
Blue's Clues is over here.
All right, so the first one is Cagatio, Cagatio.
I thought you said Cagatio, yes. And I was like, that's very on the nose.
But it's so funny that you said that.
Oh boy.
It's It is.
It legitimately is. Okay, so the yes, that's it.
This one looks like Thomas the Tank Engine.
It does.
The little log that could poop.
Yeah. Wait, is he squatting to poop?
Yes. Which one is this?
What does he have?
Is this just a log?
It's
okay. No, so what you do is you get a legitimate log. It's just a fucking log. You put little dowels or other small logs in for, like, the front feet. So it's just kind of, like, slanted. And then on the, like, the cut part of the log, the end, you draw on eyes. Or I've seen googly eyes, which, fan-fucking-tastic. you draw on a mouth, and then a little dowel or whatever is put on for the nose. Then you put the little red hat on it, and then you put a fucking blanket on it.
Oh my god, I just saw butt cheeks.
This is yes. Why we can't do Scoops and Laura's, because she laughs for hours. Jesus Christ.
Oh my god, you would find this shit. Literally.
I wanted to find something very fucking obscure for us because why the fuck not? But then I saw poop, and I was like, I can't pass it up.
I don't blame you.
So, what you, like, so the cog...
You're, like, hand the cog- gestures with it.
Yes, this is what I deal with.
Every time.
This is what she does the whole time.
Like, I do, too.
That's what I was saying. I wish...
It's so creepy right now because literally I'm watching myself and Michelle.
No, it is really weird.
It's creeping me out.
It's really creepy.
Okay.
All right. Squeakers. All right. All right, so Cagatillo is placed under the tree around December 8th. of every year. You put a blanket on him to keep him nice and toasty, and you treat him like a fucking pet, and I'm putting my fucking hands under my legs.
Ricky Bobby.
Anyway.
Superstar. Yeah. That's what I think of.
Shake and bake.
Just wait. Gotta... I'm gonna say wavelength these days. Anyway, so he pops in around December 8th, and you put him under your Christmas tree, and you put him, you give him a nice fuzzy blanket so he's nice and toasty, and then you feed him every single day to fatten him up. No, he does not actually get fat. He just you just feed him.
What does one feed him?
Fruits or nuts or a nougat type thing called a Tehran.
Okay.
Maybe? I don't know.
And it eats.
Listen, I can't help it.
It's like Elf on a Shelf, but with too long.
I'm so confused. How does it eat it?
She's too literal for this. You have to, like, explain it. Like...
So after the kids feed the log, the parents, like, it's imagination. They'll take
imaginary.
It. They'll like, take the food and things and toss it.
Okay.
It doesn't really. It's just fancy.
Got it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Can you get your hands out from under your armpits?
My hands are cold.
Right.
My hands are cold.
Stop interrupting.
Yeah, stop it.
Shut up.
You're the problem.
It's me. I'm the problem.
I want to hear what happens.
I'm sitting.
just wait. It's fun times. So after Christmas night or Christmas Eve night or whatever, the kids feed the Cagatillo their its last meal, and then they go to bed. Then the next day, they will.
She can't even say with a straight face.
I'm trying to like watch you with a straight face.
Listen, it's hard. Okay, so
literally,
I'm sorry. They don't go to bed. They feed the Cagatillo their its last meal, and then they go to another room and they pray that the Cagatillo will bring them presents or leave them presents. And then the kids return to the room with the Cagatillo. And then they beat the ever-living fuck out of the Cagatillo with a stick.
It's like a piñata.
Exactly.
Without anything in it.
So, as they beat the fuck out of this thing, they wait, they beat it for a while. That sounds terrible.
Just
beat that wood.
Then they take the blanket off and the Cagatillo has shit out presents and
so hold on. I have so many questions. Do they drill a hole into it so it can poop?
No. The presents and things are put under the blanket, and so like after they beat the fuck out of the log, they just open up the blanket and the shit's there. But they they do this until there is, what was it? It's like sardines and random shit. That, like, gross stuff. They're like, oh, at that point, he's done giving us things that we want.
Okay, so once you hit the sardines.
Yeah. You're done. So then they take the cagatillo and they put him in the fireplace. And they burn him.
So much.
I'm so traumatized.
But wait, there's more.
Sorry, it's true. You abuse the poor thing that gives you presents.
Yeah, and then you burn the bitch.
She said we burn the bitch.
Burn the bitch.
Burn, but my favorite baby, part burn. About all of this is the kid song that goes along with it. And I'm sure this is an adult version of it.
There's a kid song?
Wait, I have to know before you, are you going to sing it?
I am not.
I wanted to sing it. You're just singing it.
I wanted to know that you were going to sing it without ever hearing the tune of it, and you're just going to make up a tune for the word.
No, actually, you can Google the Cagatillo song, and it's fucking amazing. And but essentially, it's... According to this one website that I would use, shit nuggets, hazelnuts, and motto cheese. If you don't shit well, I'll hit you with a stick. Shit log.
How are they not scarred for life?
You said this is in Spain.
It's in Spain, yep.
Traumatized, like literally, I'm not gonna sleep well. I'm gonna dream of beating logs until they shit presents.
Listen, I kind of want to start doing this tradition.
I think it's like a cagatillo without the face on, but it looks like a butt.
Nice. Ew, that's $30.
I could go out in the woods and make one.
I need to listen to the song when we're done. Oh, my God.
Maybe we should start selling them.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, maybe. I personally would love to start this tradition with my children.
I say do it. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Except for maybe no sardines.
You know, ew.
Yeah. Yeah.
I put, like, dog treats or something. Did you find the song?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to play it because I don't want us to... We're like monetized anyway, but oh my God, this
it's
is
fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, we'll listen to it and report back. Oh my God, that is so bizarre.
I'm scarred. Like I don't even know what to say. I'm just the poor log. I mean, I would shit too if somebody beat me.
I mean, probably.
Yeah, but you ever notice that everything you beat kind of explodes? Messy. Sorry. I'm here for comic relief anytime you need it.
Oh my God. Wow. That's a journey.
That was your first one?
That was my first one.
Oh man, I need to know the second.
Okay.
I have to know.
I have to. You have me hook, line, and sinker on poop.
I don't even want to know. Hold on. I don't even want to know what Paige's is. Because
mine's not bad this time.
Hers really isn't. I went.
She went.
Sam way in left field.
No.
I don't know.
Sam showed me the poop log, and I was like, yeah, I know. Whatever I do is not going to be good.
It's not
going to
be
I was like,
ours are, like, creepy.
Okay. Would you like me to go ahead and do the second poop one?
Absolutely.
Oh, we definitely would.
Okay, this is also from Spain, by the way.
Okay.
The second one, I'm going to butcher this and I apologize in advance, but it's the Cagane or something of the sort. It means the shitter. You know the little figurine that you were looking at earlier?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, so they're not, so they're separate, but they both wear the little...
Two separate things.
The little... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a traditional hat over there. It's, yeah. So, originally it was like a, it's a small figurine depicting a peasant squatting with his pants down. And yes, you can see his butt.
yeah, I saw cheeks for
straight
days.
Moon.
Full moon.
It's true. I mean, it'd be a little awkward if it wasn't full moon if he was shitting, though.
Fair enough.
So that's the original depiction of it. But now they have, like, pop culture figures. So think any singer in the world. Like, Bob Marley. They have a Bob Marley figurine shitting.
Bob Marley shitting. Oh, no. I'm, like, so sad. I think my entire life has been ruined. Bob Marley shitting. No. Straight moon.
Oh my god.
So why do they have figurines with their pants down?
Well, I'll explain that in a moment. But in all of the figurines, they're squatting, and there's, like, this little piece of, like, grass or some shit under them, and there's a little turd. A little turd.
What is that?
A little spiral turd.
Is that how you poop?
She's whipping the turd spiral. Into, like, that spiral.
The emoji
spiral. She's whipping it with her finger.
I thought you were fingering his butthole or something.
Why would I finger
it? Maybe she's relaxing it. Yeah, she's relaxing the canal.
Because my hands were down here, god damn it.
Please don't finger Bob Marley's butthole.
Well, I wasn't planning on it.
Courtney's traumatized enough.
You made it worse. You were doing that. I am so sorry. Let me change that. Just...
There you go.
Okay.
That's better. Whip it. Whip it real good.
Your poos are coming out like that. I think you have a problem.
That's like a unicorn shit.
The sprinkle.
Oh shit.
Oh god.
Alright, so this lovely figurine is placed randomly around the home. Think Elf on the Shelf, but little shitting man.
It means a rhymy name, damn it.
I'm so disturbed.
That's what disturbs you. That's what does it for you.
It gets better. It gets better.
Is Courtney's lines.
I'm just imagining that, like, you have little kids that you're like, hey, go find the figurine that's shitting in the house. Like,
I want to know when your friends come over.
That's
like,
what they do.
Oh, your little shitter's so much cooler than mine.
Mine's Bob Marley.
Not some peasant.
Why do you get Bob Marley? Oh, you're a peasant.
Because you're below me, peasant. Anyway, I digress.
It gets better, though.
I'm sure it does.
So the luckiest place to have this little figurine that is shitting is in a traditional nativity scene. So, like, with little baby Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm going to hell. I already know
I was
it.
Laughing really you hard.
Probably Frankenstein,
Is he pooping amongst
the man with Frankenstein?
Is he pooping among the wise men?
Yeah, because he's got to be around those smells so that it doesn't smell bad. So he's got to be next to Frankenstein and myrrh. In between them.
Well, you can't smell it. It's by the frankincense and myrrh.
Okay, so here's the really simple explanation of all of this that is probably not going to make anything any better.
Oh, no.
So in this area that it kind of originated in was a very agriculture-based area, so it was very farming and things like that. So fertilizer equals good. Poop equals fertilizer. Poop equals good. So, a little shitting man equals good luck.
He won't create prosperous crops for you.
Wait, but I'm confused. What's prosperous about being in the nativity scene?
Because the little shitter is pooping everywhere, and it's around Christmas time, and then he gives you good luck with your farming endeavors. It doesn't have to make sense.
Yep. Is that what it is? Bro, I don't know if you can see, but the friggin' hamster's running in my head, and it's like running and destroying his life.
Spider-Man's not catching webs.
No. No. Courtney's brain is like, don't work anymore.
I told you, she's way too literal. She's like, why? I need 1 + 1 = 2.
There is none of that in this. I'm no, so sorry.
It makes no sense.
It's okay. It's entertaining.
What cracks me up, though, is all of the blogs and things that I was reading about this is like, the people in Spain don't see anything strange about it. And like, random foreigners will come over and they're like, what the hell?
It's probably natural culture to them, right?
Yeah.
It is. And I just... It's amazing, and I may have to start it. I don't.
Just as much as,
I mean, I do
as Santa Claus is to us, the shitter is to Spain.
Fair. But, like, Europe is very comfortable with that, whereas, like, I think in America especially, like, there's a...
We're like, you said poo.
Right? Or, like, it's, like, nudist beaches or anything. Like, that is not a thing here.
This is compared to titties being out. The shitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, the butt's out. Your titties
bodily,
out.
Like, bodily functions. Out.
Do your thing.
All of the things out.
We don't do that here. We have OnlyFans.
And you gotta pay for that shit. We don't do it for free.
Exactly.
We're smart about
it. You get
it.
Paid for it.
A bitch will get paid.
Bitch better have my money.
Bitch better have my money. Oh my god.
Oh my god, that is mind-blowing. Like, fascinatingly mind-blowing.
I think disturbing is a little more accurate. But fascinating. Oh fair. Boy. I'm gonna go down a rabbit hole.
That was awesome, Sam. I'm here for it. Even though my brain doesn't compute it, it's still really funny.
She's like, I don't understand. Why is he
What's
pooping?
Not to understand about using a log as a fucking pinata? Who shits out gifts?
I mean,
and sardines.
Nailed it. I wonder if they're like the lowest prostate cancer or like colon cancer country out there.
I did not know where you were going with that, and I got worried for a second.
I'm just curious because they're so healthy on their poop.
I wonder if they're the lowest prostate cancer.
I meant to say colon, not prostate. But
when you said I got where you were going, but I was really concerned for
you know,
a second.
Doesn't work.
I mean, your prostate is close to your butthole, I guess.
I mean, you get to it through your butthole. That was a good two. I was going to say one, but two.
Two.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing that with me. I think I could have gone the rest of my life without knowing that, but I'm also oddly fascinated by it.
You're welcome.
I'm just curious.
And if you do start doing that in your house, we need
pictures.
Yeah.
Lots
pictures.
Of like, pictures.
Absolutely.
A journey.
Always. I will make sure you know what we're doing.
Are you going to go like full shitter, full nativity scene?
Yes, but instead of baby Jesus, It's going to be baby T-Rex.
I was going to say, we got to have a T-Rex in there somewhere.
Manger with a baby T-Rex.
Just make sure that little shitting dude is between frankincense and myrrh.
Okay.
Maybe get a T-Rex shitter.
Ooh. Yes.
Would you say Paige?
T-Rex shitter.
Yeah. That's the way to do it.
I'll bet you could find one.
No cheeks here. Tail old.
I'll bet you somebody's got it on Etsy. Oh, I probably. Guarantee you. If you can find a Bob Marley one, you can find a T-Rex one. Anyway.
Yeah.
That was wild. I'm here for it, though.
Yep. Paige, thank you, Shredix.
Do so it.
Mine's like super short and just crazy.
Mine's gonna be too, not... so it's fine.
Mine's decent. Yeah. It's not short but long.
Okay. It's not short but long.
It's long. That's what he said.
One of the season. Pine cones.
You're so crazy.
I love Sid. Because Sid and I have the same brain capacity.
I feel like when I think too hard, I feel like Sid because his eyeballs go this way and it's like, where am I looking in my brain?
I'm just thinking like when he's. That's what I always think of.
Oh, this is amazing.
Oh my god. If y'all ever wondered what our recording goes like.
Sorry.
This is like you're getting both because I usually only have the giggles in Scoops and Laura, and then she usually gets them kind of in the regular episodes, and now we're just...
meshing.
Yep.
It's great.
It's perfect.
All right, what you got, girl?
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and say this, but Iceland is a little fucked up. Just a little bit. Yeah, just a little bit. But I think I would love to go there. Just because of this, like, fucked up folklore. No, it's like...
because I need to see this fucked up in person.
Yes. So this is just a small bit of a larger story, but I'm just going to tell you a little bit of this, because I knew that we all were going to do stories, so I didn't want to go into, like, the big-ass shit, you know? Anyways, but... this story is about, and I'm going to totally fuck this up, Yule Cole Torin? Maybe? Fuck, I don't know.
The Yule Cat. I've heard about this.
The Yule Cat.
The Yule Cat. I have. Yeah. Okay, this cool. Shit's really fucked up.
I don't know anything about this, so I'm excited.
So, don't get... well, I put on there, don't get excited. But it is kind of exciting. Anyways, it's not like it's not your normal cat. It's like a huge ass fucking black cat. Like
a demon cat.
It like towers, yes. It like towers over towns and houses and shit. It like prowls around Iceland.
It's like the name-tailed fox in Naruto.
Yeah.
I have an anime buddy. You do.
Say, I don't know.
I don't fucking know.
It's me.
I know what Naruto is, but I'm like, that's about it.
There's way too much detail for that, but it's correlating for me.
Makes sense. I got, yeah, it tracks.
Are they also bloodthirsty?
Yeah. Very.
Yeah, okay.
They destroy villages and people and kill them for fun.
Does it go for specific peoples or age range?
We're getting there. Yeah. We're getting there. But yeah, no, it's not only fucking huge, but it likes to maim you and eat you for dinner.
Huh. Yeah. Nice.
So according to this lore, it dates back to the 19th century. 19th century. I can't fucking talk. I'm just going to let you know that now. So, like but unlike Santa Claus, if that makes sense, the Yule Cat is a story woven to encourage good behavior.
Mm-hmm. To scare the shit out of you.
I feel like that's a big thing in other countries is to scare children into being good.
I mean, to be fair, even Santa Claus is. It's like, if you're a little shitbag, you're not getting anything. You're getting coal.
Exactly.
Yeah, but he's not scary.
It's just not as terrifying.
Because we're not tough enough to handle it.
We are kind of sissies.
We're pusses.
Meow. Get it?
So, apparently, if you were to finish your chores before Christmas, like if you were to do what you were supposed to do, you're a good kid, you finish your chores before Christmas, you would receive clothes or socks or some kind of clothing.
If you're good, you get the boring shit?
Okay.
If you're good, you get the boring shit. If you're bad, if you don't do, like, if you're fucking lazy, then you don't get shit. I'm not kidding. That's what it says. If you're fucking lazy, you don't get shit. But anyways, the Yule Cat would prowl through town, peeking through your windows.
Ew.
And if he would, yeah, if he would see that you had clothes under the tree, he knew that you, like, were good, that you were well-behaved. That you finished your chores, you did what your parents told you to do. But if he looked in your house and there were no clothes under the tree, he knew the children were lazy or misbehaved, and he would first eat their Christmas dinner, and then, yeah, first he would eat the Christmas dinner, and then he would chow down on the child.
So the kids were dessert. Your face is so fucking disturbed right now.
Yikes. How does he fit in the house?
What?
How does he fit in the house? So I'm going to ask you the ridiculous questions, like, how the fuck does this ginormous bitch-ass cat get in the house?
Apparently, this was started, or this was like a good threat that the farmers would use. To get their workers to, like, actually process wool before Christmas. So they would be like, hey, we'll give you clothes if you process this wool, and if not, you won't get clothes, so then you die.
So wait, were the workers children?
Probably.
I guess this probably was before child labor laws. However, I'm just trying to figure it out, because as an adult, I'd be like, you're so full of shit, shut up.
Like, see, she's like, I need to analyze this and make it sense. I have a spoiler, none of these make sense. They're all fake.
Rude. I'm, like, intensely listening. Like, I keep leaning forward to listen to you. I'm like...
Yeah. But, yeah, so, like, now it lets children give to other kids so that they don't get eaten. Because, you know, not everybody can afford clothes. Yeah, not everybody can afford clothes, so they, like, you know, give to the needy.
Yeah.
And nobody gets eaten. But apparently the Yule Cat is actually owned by a troll, and giantess? How do you say that?
Giantess. Yeah.
Yes. The cat's owned by her, and she has 13 troll sons.
Holy shit. That's a lot of fucking kids.
Awful and terrorize. Yeah. So that's another lore for another time. But yeah.
I don't even know where they came from. Where's the daddy? Got daddy issues.
That daddy fucking left.
There's 13 of them. That dad
was like, he's like, to go get milk.
No, he was good. Like, not
he
today,
to go
man.
Get milk, yeah, and never good. Came back. Mm-hmm.
Milk and cigarettes.
Milk and cigarettes and gone. Get the fuck you and them kids.
So, who made the decision? So the parents were making the decision if the kids did all right, and then the Yule Cats just, like, be in the mafia?
Break your fucking
legs.
Can
you imagine if your parents did not give you fucking clothes? They just wanted you to get eaten. It's fucked.
The psychological torture right. that occurred is
Did none
just
of these
beautiful.
Poor children get toys? Like... It's like, clothes,
no.
you get eaten.
They got to live.
That's true. Live another year in fear.
Yeah.
And wait until next year.
In fear of the cat.
I would have been eaten at like age two.
Me too. I was been a like terrible
this
child.
Demon child. This demon. Get it out of here. Freaking demon.
Freaking demon.
Evil.
Oh my god, that's so messed up.
Wow. Winston.
I've seen like drawings that people have done of this Yule cat and it's fucking creepy looking. Yeah.
There's one where he's like fat and plump. Like he's a fucking balloon at Macy's Day Parade or some shit like that. And he's just like, and his eyes are like bulging out. And, he's like, ooh.
And the fact that the kids are like, it's so dessert, funny. It's like, I'm eating for dinner. What's up with you? Why?
It's so messed up.
That's amazing, though. Maybe I'll just adopt all of these things and see what the fuck happens with my kids.
Make a giant Yule cat. Just like put it out so your kids wouldn't know and scare the shit out of them. Aw, that's mean.
Psychological torture. Let's fucking do it.
I'm here for it. I want to see this. I got to see this creativeness that you guys come up with all of these things we've talked about today.
See,
I turned out pretty good.
What?
Sure.
We've got
kids.
Hi!
Say hi. Hi! Oh my gosh, okay. He's so cute.
Wait, is he the one that was in the super cute little green spaceman costume for Halloween?
The Among Us one.
I think
that was so cute. Remember. Oh my gosh.
Probably.
So cute.
I love when kids are in blow-up costumes like that, because then you just hear their little voice, but you can't see their face.
And their little legs, like, working so hard. Yeah. Is that all you have for a Yule cat?
Yeah, that's it. I told you it was very small.
I love it, but it's so fucked up.
It's very fucked up.
Very small. I was actually going to have you go last anyway.
Oh, okay, so. Cool.
Suck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Okay, so mine is Belschnickel, which Courtney hadn't heard of, and it's so funny because if you watch The Office, that's from Belschnickel. I heard about for the first time from The Office. I didn't even mean to wear my shirt, but it happened that way.
I actually did learn a little bit about this because it crosses with mine.
So mine, Belschnickel, it's kind of like similar to the Santa thing, you know, being on the naughty list or the nice list, except Belschnickel chooses violence.
Well, wakes up choosing violence.
Yeah. So he's from German folklore, and that's my kin, so that's why I wanted to do this one. But he became kind of a staple in Pennsylvania Dutch lore, too, so anytime you look him up now, it's like on the like Pennsylvania tourist sites and stuff, and they really lean into the Belschnickel thing. So he originated in the Palatinate, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but region of Europe. And he was supposed to be like a companion of St. Nicholas, who is the English version of Santa
Claus.
Everybody's
companions with that homie.
He's got a lot of minions. The Yule Cat's probably a minion. The Shitter's probably also a minion.
Santa's the giant's dad. The 18 billion of them, Santa is their father.
Oh, okay.
I've decided.
It's true. He's got like a whole army of like evil minions.
He does. Because he doesn't want to be the bad guy.
He has all of his small ones, and now he has giant ones.
Giantess?
Like it's Samoa and the big ones. Sorry, I am so sorry.
I don't even care. You're good.
I love it. I'm here for it. She talks with her hands all the time. So I do.
I hit my mic all the time. And when I'm editing, I'm trying to edit out my own bullshit. It's great. It's awesome.
It's fantastic.
It's awesome.
I feel you.
I just don't know what to do with my hands. I have to flail them.
I just use lots of chapstick.
Agreed.
You're like holding it like a child. She's like, putting your chapstick on like this.
Is that weird? Sorry. I'm just going to keep it
it's
up.
It's like how toddlers put on chapstick.
It's going to get cute.
Oh, dear.
Anyway. So, he's a companion of Saint Nicholas. Like I said, he wears like animal fur and like torn clothes, and he's got a dirty face, and he wears deer antlers on top of this like furry hat. So it's a look. He's serving something. I don't know what it is.
Serving Lord Nicholas.
Right.
Of the underworld.
And sometimes I thought this is funny because there's also another version that they just call the Christmas Woman. And it's just like Belschnickel dressed as a woman, essentially.
So we're cross-dressing. So,
apparently, because they didn't say like a female version of Belschnickel. They just said like Belschnickel in women's clothing.
I'm here for it. So I am here for it. Throw those stilettos.
I just pictured Dwight Schrute. Dressed in
a
women's clothing as
Belschnickel. I can't think of Belschnickel without seeing Dwight Schrute dressed in Belschnickel.
That's all I'm saying. Okay.
So he travels by himself. So while he's a minion of St. Nicholas, he's a lone wolf, I guess. And he comes to Holmes 1 to 2 weeks before Christmas. He doesn't have a set date. He just freeballs it. He determines if the kids that are in the house are deserving of treats. So kind of like the Yule cat, he like creeps in and he's like, okay, assess the situation. And if they're not deserving of treats, then they need to be disciplined for their behavior.
You make them sound like dogs. Like they get treats, but then if you misbehave, I whoop your ass. Like
it's better.
Did you pee on the carpet?
But wait, like, there's more. So nutty. He carries a switch in his hand for the kids that have been naughty. And pockets full of cakes and candies and nuts for the well-being children.
You could not expect me to hear that with a straight face.
Nuts.
Pockets full of nuts.
These nuts.
Like a day's Christmas nuts.
Sorry. They're over here like, these bitches cannot stop laughing. They're making stupid 12-year-old jokes.
I know, we're so
good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. I was over here singing in my head, I got a pocket full of Christmas nuts.
I can imagine you two with, like, Santa Claus pants, and then you just, like, flip out the pockets, and it's, like, nuts. Christmas nuts.
Make it rain,
Christmas nuts. Jesus
Christ. Oh, God, it's so good.
I'll say, Sam is a baker, and she makes a shit ton of nuts for Christmas, actually.
Candied pecans, specifically.
Sounds so good, though.
They're tasty.
That's what every girl says.
They're tasty nuts. I think that was generalizing. I'm not sure that every girl would think they're tasty.
Fair.
I mean, it is a pocket full of sunshine. Just saying.
They got their nuts in their pockets.
Yeah, a pocket full of sunshine. I got a pocket full of sunshine.
I don't think that song is about nuts, but okay.
It is now. Right?
You should write in touch of anything. Did you write this song about nuts?
About nuts.
Anyway.
I'm sorry.
We got problems, and that's me.
So, when Belschnickel comes to these houses, he calls upon the children in the house and they have to answer questions or they have to sing him a song. Don't know the parameters of the song, but whatever floats his boat, I guess. So, in exchange for this, he throws cakes, candies, and nuts on the floor while singing to him. Or answering his question.
She can't even get through what she's saying. She's laughing so hard.
It gets better. And if the kids, like, dive to get the treats or they can't remember the good things that they did, just swat their hands with a switch or their back, so he just beats the shit out of them.
They become the pooping llama.
And then the good kids just get the treats. I don't know if the good kids can still die for the candy and get away with not being switched on the back.
It's like pinatas all over again. Right? Like, you dive with the candy.
All these things being beaten.
I don't know. And they explode every time. Every time. Not one time do they not explode.
Not one time do you beat something and it doesn't explode.
I'm just saying.
Oh, that's great.
Anyway, I'm almost done, Courtney. Sorry. So the whole point of his visiting is just to, you know, make kids remember to be good like Santa Claus, but this is just a lot more fucked up and just for them to think twice before they misbehave. With his switch.
It's so gentle.
I thought I was going to hit you.
That's a very dainty switch. You would think we were like fucking schwasted right now and we're sober as shit.
I don't drink. We haven't had anything. Nothing. But yeah, that's Belschnickel. So.
He's creepy.
Yay!
Belschnickel! Oh yeah, and he like The Office, like I said. Later. If you watch The Office, I think it's like season 9.
I've never watched The Office, so.
And Dwight Schrute goes, cheer or fear? And then he'll die. And then he gives Phyllis a bowl. She's like, can I keep this? And he said, no! He'll swat the hands of anyone in the office who weren't good that year. And then he like beats Jim with his switch. He's mad because Jim's trying to abandon the office. You're welcome. Synopsis. She's a freak and doesn't watch The Office.
That does not sound
interesting. She doesn't like joy.
That's not wrong. That's very true. I'm like the saltiest, like, angriest bitch ever.
You're really not.
No, I'm a nice lady.
I promise. I'm a nice lady. So,
wait, I have to tell you guys this. I had a little bit of a drinking problem back in the day.
Trauma, though.
Trauma brought it on. However, if when I was drinking, if I started saying, but I'm a nice lady, we knew Courtney was
it's like Patricia.
Gone.
Like, it's like Patricia.
Yes, like a completely different personality would come out as soon as I started saying that. And it was not a good one.
I'm a nice lady.
It's a problem. It's a problem.
Oh, my God. Anyways, take it away, nice lady.
I'll take it away. I got this. You can.
Oh, I feel like my face hurts so bad.
This has been the best recording session ever.
I knew it was going to be.
Shut up. My stupid laugh came. I'm working on it. God damn it. I was smacking the face. Stop it.
That's what you were doing.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, so I'm going to end us out with a bang because you can't talk about Christmas lore without talking about the almighty Krampus.
Krampus. Creepy bitch.
Creepy ass bitch. And this man is wild. Well, he's not really a man. However.
Do you call him he?
Huh?
You call him he?
Yeah, because he goes by he.
And he's a real boy.
No, he's not. Jesus Christ. This is why I can never get through my stories, because she, like, goes off like a rocket.
Hey.
Can I get it? And I have the childish puns.
How many jizz puns are there?
I don't want to play. I hate it here.
Go.
Okay, I'm working on it. Okay, so everybody assumes that Krampus is like Christmas. However, he's not. Every year in early December, children in Austria get ready for St. Nicholas, which we all know about, blah, blah, blah. And
it's also my kinfolk.
Yes.
Yes, it is Austrian.
Yeah, it's Austrian. It originated in Austria. However, many European countries celebrate him, slash America has definitely Americanized him.
Yeah.
It's kind of wild. And basically, he does the same thing. He rewards you with presents and treats, but if you're bad, you get a lump of coal. We all know this about St. Nicholas.
Yeah.
Do your thing. But they also have to face Krampus if they're bad. They don't only get coal. They have to face this creature. He's a mangled, deranged, like, creature with bloodshot eyes and a furry black body. He has giant horns that curl out of his head. And he displays, like, a half-goat, half-demon lineage. And, yeah, so they like to stomp through the streets while you ding cowbells.
What? More cowbells.
Cowbells.
Are they wearing the cowbells while they stomp, or are they just going, bing?
Just like, so, it doesn't really say, Will but I've Ferrell watched is. Some of the festivals, and, like, some of them have them on them, and then people sometimes in the streets have them. So, it kind of depends on who decides to do it. But they'll dash through the streets and they'll actually chase children
in these festivals. Yeah, because they do like a whole, they do a whole ass thing and a bunch of people will dress up as Krampus.
And they, like, adults really like to poke them with sticks or scare them and try to make them not be naughty for the rest of the year, which I think is absolutely hilarious. Because if I could run around and poke children and scare them, I think it'd be so funny.
You should have reworded that.
Girly. Could do
they
that.
They sell them.
Paige.
Oh my god.
Oh, I can't breathe.
Before you said that, I was gonna be like, you can come poke my kids. No. No.
She has changed her mind.
I have changed my mind.
She's like, wait, let me rethink that.
Hold on.
It's amazing.
Oh, okay. So
what is it that you say? What do you say? Cut that, dumbass.
Oh, dumbass. Because I say it to myself, and
definitely
started doing it too.
Anyways,
go ahead.
So all of this starts on December 5th. That's the first day that this all goes down.
Early.
And I know it's wild. And basically, this is when in parts of Austria and in Germany and a lot of those areas they have what's called Krampusnacht.
I think Krampus it's Krampusnacht.
Thank you. And it means Krampus night. So this is when adults dress up as Krampus to frighten children in their homes. Like, they literally do this in their houses and in the streets. And
oh, these poor children.
Children will see Krampus running through the streets. And they have what's called the Krampus run. And it's a way to scare the children into behaving. And they specifically say that it's a way for grown men to blow off steam while probably still scaring children.
What kind of shit is that?
Because Austrian men would get drunk and run through the streets dressed as these fearsome creatures. And they still do it till today.
Oh my god.
It's a continuous practice.
Used to be children,
pretty much. Once all this happened, come the 1890s, there was this thing, and I'm not sure if I'm saying this right, but it's Krampuskarten. Is that how you say that?
Krampuskarten.
There you go. Krampuskarten. Basically, these are holiday cards that were not meant to make you feel fuzzy and warm. Ones that were marked with greetings from Krampus showed Krampus stuffing a distressed child into his satchel.
Oh my god.
Or preparing to hit one with a bundle of burst sticks.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
Many of these postcards would show Krampus going after children with their sticks and then leading them away with chains or carrying them off in his bag.
Oh my god. Oh my god. He's literally like a way worse version of Belschnickel,
right? And what's even crazier is there are cards that are actually a little more, shall we put it, adult.
There's penis. Yeah, they are.
See? She's looking at them. So these
penis.
No, these Krampus cards in the, like, early 20th century show him, like, punishing children, yes, but also proposing to women.
What?
And in some cards, he's portrayed as a large woman. Whipping tiny men with burst sticks and carrying them off.
He don't discriminate.
In her satchel. And then others,
like a Krampus dominatrix.
Yes. And in others, there's like a smiling woman who dangles a defeated looking Krampus in the air holding his bundle of sticks behind her back.
Is that a euphemism?
I think so. And what's funny is, like,
oh boy.
What's so funny about this is the article that I got this from basically said you can draw your own conclusion about the gender politics in these, because
right,
here for it.
Oh my god,
they're disturbing, dude.
This child.
Oh my god. He's holding by his ears.
Oh my god, this is so
disturbing. I have, like, a couple of really interesting facts that I just wanted to bring to the table. So one of them is that Krampus is not just one being. There's actual several of them depicted in the lore. And they're just horned demons that travel alongside St. Nicholas and basically do his, like, dirty work.
Okay. Another minion.
Yep.
Yep.
Say, horny?
What?
Say, horny demon?
Yes.
A horny demon.
He's a very horny demon.
He's got two of them. But there's multiple horny demons, so we've got tons of horns. I got this.
Oh, he's got a ton on him.
Yeah. Girl, say less.
Do you see it?
Idiot.
Oh, I know. I did the research.
Oh, I know.
One other interesting fact that I thought was hilarious
is that
Krampus moshes. Like
a mosh pit?
Yes.
To Christmas music?
No, perfect. So various Krampuses from different areas.
I'm just kidding. I'm
being dick. So when people dress up as these, right, from their, like, villages and stuff, they have turf wars, guys. I'm not kidding. And it's refereed by people who are dressed as St. Nicholas, and they literally will get into shoving matches and go into, like, a hardcore mosh pit war.
I was really hoping there was going to be, like, some sort of, like, dance war.
But this is a bunch of shoving. That's what she said. Krampus was momentarily banned from Austria in the 1930s.
Just momentarily?
Momentarily. From 1934 to 1938, when fascists controlled the country. Not my words.
Fascists got rid of Krampus.
They believed that Krampus was a symbol of sin and evil. And my last one is basically, like, he's just depicted in different cultures as different versions. So as we've talked about with yours, and then, like, everyone is different. So in Germany, we already talked about that one. And then in parts of France, the legend is known as, and I don't even know how to say that. Starts here.
Père Fauteur.
There you go.
Maybe.
Translated to Father Whipper. Whip it.
Translated to what?
Father Whipper.
Whipper.
Ooh, daddy.
He's a not me. Demon. Goat.
He's
mixture.
Got some audacity. Trying to tell other people they're naughty.
He got a tongue. He got chains. He got whips. He got switches. This man will whoop your ass.
I found a Merry Krampus card on my neck for passes a shitter. Like, you can definitely make that a duel.
Move it that way.
Go this way,
too. Move it that way. Go it. There you go. Oh, that's perfect. Oh, I just spit everywhere. Oh, God.
It was going to happen at one point. I almost made you spit it up when I said the father whipper. I watched it.
Oh, my God.
You did. And
this one, he's
real.
What the fuck is this?
Ride that pony
he's
with those chains.
He's on a rocking horse holding chains with a child.
And his tongue's out. Go to my side. Go to my side.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
I told you he's messed up.
Oh my God.
I know what we need to be sending them for Christmas.
We should exchange crumpets.
Yeah. We should find whatever we can. It was fucked up shit. Oh my God.
I'm gonna
God.
Post it on the Instagram story. I'm gonna say happy Christmas to
happy
Paige
Christmas.
And Sam.
Happy Christmas.
Christmas.
I can't.
Well, now that my cheeks hurt, my stomach hurts.
I know.
Like, I was about to say.
I feel like I got abs sitting here, and I did not have them otherwise.
My cheeks are on fire.
I did not have them before.
I just got my jaw put back into place at my chiropractor. I'm sure it's out now.
Oh, no.
He said, whop. Felt so good. See?
Oh boy.
It exploded in a nice way.
It's so stupid.
You like it.
I literally need to stop laughing next so we can do like rip in half.
Oh my God.
No, like for home.
Your jaw hurts. I know. We haven't stopped laughing since we got on the phone. Oh my God.
That's because we're twins.
Yeah. We are.
It's true.
We are.
Agreed.
I feel like if we had a like a four person podcast, we would never get anything done.
Literally. We would never be able to get through a single topic.
Hell no. Editing would be a bitch.
Yeah.
This is already gonna be a pain.
Yep.
Nah, it's fucking hilarious.
Yep, it'll be so funny.
As frustrating as editing can be, I love editing because as I'm going, I am laughing my ass off at the stupid shit that Paige and I say. I'm like, well, that can't go in there. Delete.
Yep. Exactly.
That's how Michelle is.
Yeah.
I only get to listen to, like, the end of it, because when she posts it, I listen to it.
Well, because I used to, like, upload them on our Google Drive before, and then just, like, it got to be so much extra work. And I always tell her, like, I just look out for anything that could possibly offend someone or that, like, is funny to us but may not be to other people. Although, we found that some of our really stupid shit people really enjoy, so I don't know, which is weird.
That's weird.
We enjoy it.
Very much. Very much enjoy it.
I just love listening to you guys, too, because it's so funny, because it's like, we really are. We're both, like, each of us, we're like two sides of the same coin with each other. It's so funny. It's hilarious.
We've had quite a few listeners, too, that are like, hey, have you ever heard of M-Cubed? And we're like,
duh.
Yeah, we talk about them all the time.
Yeah. I know. I feel like we work in a way to talk about you guys, like, every episode, almost.
Almost every episode.
Yeah, we love it.
We just love you.
I'm just like, are they talking about us again?
Oh, my gosh. However would we wrap this up?
Oh, fuck.
Bye.
Merry Christmas, bitches.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, motherfuckers.
Hope you enjoyed the Christmas chaos.
The dumb fuckery.
Of M-Cubed and In the Nick of Crime.
Oh, you said our name right. I'm so proud of you.
I had to really think about it. Like, focus hard. I couldn't even look up. I had to look down.
She really was, like, focused.
In the
Nick
of Crime.
In the
Nick of Crime.
It's like me with the email at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
I could not fucking remember our email to save the save my life.
No. Which is why we have our stupid moment of like, I'm so proud of you.
I love it. I don't ever give any information because I'll fuck it up.
I know. When I used to do like a full-on outro, I would have to have a note open on my phone because I wouldn't remember any of our shit. I wouldn't remember our Instagram or Twitter or nothing. It's a mess.
I would have to look at mine, too, because I would switch my words. I would say, keep it freaky and stay creepy. And then she'd look at me like, what the fuck did you just say? And I'm like...
Not the right one. What I fucking meant.
I mean, I guess it works too. Just it's a doesn't, little bit of a different sentiment.
Sounds weird.
Keep it freaky. Stay creepy.
Listen.
I just love every time your guys' podcast comes up. Your guys' podcast is literally the only one that I'm caught up on.
She saw it.
I did not.
The whole
what
thing.
Did you do? She's
like, I said, Taylor, can you just...
I didn't know you put your hand up. I heard you say teamwork.
My face hurts so bad, you guys. I'm going to pee my pants.
Do you want to try again?
Teamwork.
Good job, guys.
Sorry, guys. We're a wreck.
It's amazing.
Yeah. You guys are just going to regret it. It's fine. They're going to hang up there and be like, God, why do we do that?
You're like those crazy bitches.
No. There will be no regrets.
Hell no. Did you say regrets?
Regrets.
No. Yes. No that tattoo is the funniest shit I've ever seen.
Oh my God. I want to be like, okay, who misspelled this? Which I think the person wrote it up, misspelled it, and the tattoo artist is just like,
fuck it.
Okay.
No regrets. Let this serve as a warning of his dumbassery.
Yes.
How do we outro this?
Seriously.
I don't even know.
I mean, we did so good on the intro, I don't fucking know.
I know, we did like three different intros.
So good.
How? Which one are we gonna keep?
All of them.
I don't know. That's so confusing. Ah!
That was a Michelle moment.
Right?
Right there.
We're the same.
I know. Paige and I are like two peas in a pod. Paige and I are like, we're here to be funny, and we got this. Yep. You guys are like, oh my God, I have to edit.
It's stressful.
Hey, I said I would, but you don't want me to because you like to edit.
I told you I can. I do like to edit it.
I tried.
Throat queen.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Got the bodily functions. I get the squeakity squeak squeaks. It's a great time.
All of our listeners are gonna be like, what the fuck happened?
It'll be fine.
I'm excited for it.
I can't wait to hear it. It's probably gonna be my favorite episode.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, I don't know if y'all wanna listen to our podcasts. We'll have our link trees in the show notes.
Absolutely, we will. You'll find all of the dumb fuckery.
All of the dumb fuckery. We should make this like a biannual thing. I feel like we wouldn't be able to handle much more than that.
No.
I think that
sounds good.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, uh-huh. We'll do a summer solstice and a winter solstice.
Winter solstice.
Perfect.
You're shutting down, friend.
I am.
Your brain's going.
Yep. It's like gonna explode from laughing so hard. So, yeah. This is great.
So, wait, how do you guys end yours? Don't you have a quote?
Okay, bye.
Yeah,
see, they do similar to us. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.